24th episode of season 42 of Harvest Focus right here on Harvest Radio. And it's also sent to different people through email as well. So however you're listening to this, we appreciate your support of Harvest Radio and Harvest Church. And man, it's a busy day today. It just, we got back from our family vacation, and it's time for church, man. We've been missing a lot of folks. Been out of town for about 7 days. Been a good time relaxing and kind of rejuvenating ourselves, but now we're back in the saddle and it's ready to go again. We got Sunday morning worship on Sunday at 10 a.m., and I'm going to be preaching a message entitled Your Chamber on the Wall on Sunday morning. And then Sunday night, we got Sunday school at 5. Wednesday night, we have midweek service at 7 as well. Now, I will mention also Sunday night, we're celebrating my wife's 33rd birthday. Yeah, we've already been celebrating. We were out of town on her birthday, so we've done some things as a family. But as a church, we're going to stop and honor our First Lady tonight, on Sunday night, rather. And we'd love to have you come and be with us. She's a great young lady. Does a lot for us here at the church and has a heart for God. And I'm thankful and blessed to have her serving alongside me here at Harvest Church. And this church is better because of her, for sure. That's not a doubt in my mind. If you want to know more about the church, go to our website, harvesthumboldt.com. That's harvesthumboldt.com. You can also email us at harvesthumboldt@gmail.com. That's harvesthumboldt@gmail.com. Every January, inboxes, mailboxes, TV commercials, they all remind us of the new things that we need to do, don't they? First one on the agenda is lose weight. Save money, clean up, clean out. Goal setting apps surround us. I'm sitting here in the studio today, and I've got right beside me a full focus planner. That's right, because, you know, it's January. And I do stick with that now. I don't let that go. Our minds can be filled with frustration at the overwhelming reminders of things that we lack. But there's one plan that can benefit us all, and that is Bible reading. Develop a Bible reading schedule. These programs are available from several sources for reading the Bible in a year. The scriptures are filled with promises from God, the history of the world, and the redemption of our souls through Christ. And as we read this life-giving book, we need to find ways to avoid skimming over familiar passages. If we don't stop to ponder what these messages from the Lord say to us, verses like John 3:16, Genesis 1:1, 1 John 4:4, Acts 2:38, we lose the depth of their meanings because we've read them so many times. So how can we keep our study time from growing stale, or keep our minds from assuming what we already know the scripture says? Well, today I'm going to give you 7 ways to refresh your Bible study time, coming up next. And I know it may feel a little late for this topic, you know, ways to refresh your Bible reading time. Maybe you're already reading the Word of God, and I can just give you some things that will help you this year. At times, we may let our comprehension be swayed by traditions and other people's opinions, and I want to challenge you. The first out of my 7 today is read the Bible with new eyes. Mental effort is needed to put aside previous beliefs, but we can find a fresh perspective when we read the Bible for what it clearly says, apart from outside influences. If we could pay attention to the words as if we have never read the text before, what would the Holy Book tell us? Mark 7, verse 3, the NIV says, "Thus you nullify the word of God by your tradition that you have handed down, and you do many things like that." So the first thing I want to tell you today is read the Bible with new eyes. Number 2, read the Bible in a different version than your usual choice. Now this year, last year, I read the Bible in the one-year chronological order, and I did it in the New Living Translation. And, you know, learning the sequence of events helps put the puzzle pieces together. So I would just say, if you've never done that, why don't you consider doing that? The timeline helps us see the historical accuracy of the Word of God. We can also discover facts about biblical personalities that we didn't know before, because the chronological presentation lists the approximate dates of births and happenings. We can discover that Job lived during the time after Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, or possibly shortly after the exile of the Hebrews. The readings for the book of Job are contained within the daily assignment for Genesis. Another resource that I've used is the Reese Chronological Bible, and it gives estimates for the ages of Boaz and Ruth. Boaz, they say, was around 120 years old when he married 30-year-old Ruth. Other sources speculate Boaz's age might have been around 80. Whichever one's correct, whichever one it is that is correct, they had a record-setting May to December romance, as well as the one between Abraham and Keturah, his wife, after Sarah's death. The dates for this patriarch suggest Abraham's age is 138 and Keturah's between 30 and 50. These interesting facts can enhance our view of ancient relationships. We know that Boaz was older than Ruth, according to Ruth 3 and 10. But when we see that Ruth was willing to marry a man much older than what we originally thought he was, so she could secure the family inheritance for Naomi, indicates her selfless character. Reading chronologically blesses us with a lot of tidbits like this. Number three, another way to refresh your Bible study time, take note of words that stand out to you. Sometimes during our reading, certain verses or messages suddenly jump off the page as if a light just shone down on them. When we make a list of these words and we look up their meanings in the Hebrew or Greek, we can find a new revelation. Our native language doesn't always portray the exact clarification of a Hebrew or Greek term because translations are not word for word. When we seek the actual definitions through a Bible, Bible lexicon or dictionary, we can unveil treasures previously unknown to us. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, "Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth." Moving on to number 4 out of 7 on today's podcast, look up cultural meanings. I also have a cultural background study Bible. This type of Bible provides illustrations of archaeological finds as well as footnotes and editorials that explain how civilizations are affected by the customs of their region. So researching the societies around biblical events can also tell us how people related to each other and to God. Paul's instruction for women to keep silent in the church is often misunderstood because we don't apply the purpose of this teaching to the region and time in which that command was written. And when we discover why and how Jesus used parables, for instance, in his lessons, we can better understand what he said. And so, again, another instance, if we don't comprehend how inheritances were bestowed upon beneficiaries in another society, we can miss the meaning of the love of God that is expressed in the story of the prodigal son as the father toward that son in Luke 15. Because Israel was an agricultural society, a lot of the Savior's stories revolved around planting and harvesting. In Jesus' example of the sower, he told his disciples the key to revealing what he taught was hidden in that parable. Mark 4:13. "Don't you understand this parable?" he said. "How then will you understand any parable?" A fifth way you can refresh your Bible study time this year is read commentaries as well. Now, you got to be careful. They can be helpful to our interpretation. I will go on and say, but we should also depend upon the Bible as the best commentary on itself, okay? Although these extensive study tools are written by highly educated people, we do need to remember that most of the words are still the opinions of the writers, and this is why all the commentaries don't agree with each other. Not to say that we shouldn't use these references, but when we are unsure of the meaning of a passage, what you need to do is pray and seek God for direction. Hebrews 4:12 says, "The word of God is active. It's alive, sharper than any two-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." A quick sixth way to refresh your Bible study time, and this is a good one, share with a study partner. Whether it's online or in person, Bible study with a friend can sharpen our insights and help us to see meanings that we may not see on our own. We should converse with a willing and learning mind and use this as an accent to our research, not a substitution. We also need to pray and seek a person who we know is grounded in the Word and open ourselves up to conversation with them. The Bible says in Proverbs 27, "Iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another." The final way I want to give you in today's podcast, in our final podcast of the month of January, can you believe we're already almost done with the month of January? Good grief. Make sure you go to church regularly. That's my final one to refresh your Bible time. The past pandemic, it closed a lot of churches for corporate gatherings. And online substitutions, it gave members a sermon or two, but physical observance is necessary for fellowship. And when we see our Christian brothers and sisters face to face, we are encouraged, strengthened, and enlightened. And no matter how hard we tried, and we did try, a digital screen can't enhance the worship environment. It can't really provide true participation of believers or the ability to actually hug and shake hands again, which I know there's some, we ain't shaking hands, you know. I never went back to that. I understand. We can also take part in communion as a group, and we did this as a church through the live stream, but we just did this recently in our first Sunday of this last year, and it's just so much more powerful when we do it together in the same room. Bible study classes with others can motivate us in our individual devotions. Hebrews 10, 24 through 25, let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together or as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. You know, I love how Matthew starts his gospel with the genealogy of Jesus Christ. He says, the book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. This scripture can sum up the entire Bible if we examine the sacred text from Genesis to Revelation as the story of Jesus. We see him as our Savior through centuries of people's lives and find his redemptive purpose for ourselves. The Bible is an infinite book of wisdom that we will never fully absorb while we're on this earth. But the more we renew our minds with God's Word, the closer we will walk with Him. We can refresh and enhance our Bible study as a time of exploration and excitement. And each gem that gets uncovered with the depths of Scripture can lead us to live richer lives, give us the resources to bless others, and provide answers to their questions about the Lord. I like what 1 Peter 3:15 says, always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks of you to give the reason for the hope that you have. Folks, the Bible is not an outdated, stale book. We can look forward to opening the pages of God's holy word each day to reveal his love letter to us with fresh eyes, because his mercies really are new every morning. Thank you for tuning in to today's edition of the podcast, Harvest Focus. I hope you're making plans to be with us in one or all of our worship opportunities this coming week if you live in the Humboldt, Tennessee area. If you want to know more about our church, go to the website harvesthumboldt.com. That is harvesthumboldt.com, or you can email us at harvesthumboldt@gmail.com. Until next week, God bless you. I hope you enjoy reading the Word of God this week and every week here on.